Welcome into Zen Stop. My name is Mara, and I'm really excited to share this meditation for creativity and innovation. This is a great mind exercise to do before a brainstorming session, the work or school day, or before you dive into any kind of creative process. So let's get really comfortable in our space. Get ready to quiet the mind and relax. We can begin by finding a comfortable posture for our meditation today. So you could be seated upright on a chair, the couch, a cushion on a floor, or you're also welcome to lay down or stand up for the meditation. So making your way to a place where we can tap into some physical stillness for the next few minutes. And once you arrive there, I invite you to close the eyes. As a reminder, if you do prefer to keep them open, that is totally fine as well. Maybe just finding one place to gaze at, not all around your room, at all the distractions. And as we settle back into the posture of your choice, let's take in a nice deep breath in through the nose. Exhale, let it go. Softening the body, relaxing those shoulders down your back. And bringing some more awareness into your body, noticing if there's any tension or tightness, where can we begin to soften? Maybe the hands or the feet have been kind of holding on to some tightness. The chest, the stomach. So just checking in here with yourself. Beginning to relax and release. And we've come here to practice some mindfulness, which is about paying attention to our present moment experience with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with what is. There are so many physical and mental benefits of mindfulness, but meditation is not only useful as a stress reduction tool, it can also enhance our creativity, which is a big part of everyone's job, especially with the challenges we've been given over the last year. We need to be creative, to think out of the box, and come up with great ideas, whether that be personally, professionally, academically. So I thought today we'd explore how mindfulness enhances three essential skills necessary for creative thinking. So first, mindfulness switches on divergent thinking. So in other words, when we allow the mind some quiet from all of those incessant thoughts we have all of the time, it can create some space for new ideas to arise. Second, mindfulness practice, it improves our attention, so it can make it easier to register the novelty and usefulness of any new ideas that do arise. And finally, mindfulness nurtures courage and resilience in the face of any skepticism or setbacks, which is important because failure and setbacks are inextricably linked with any kind of innovation process. So we'll try to tap into that today as we meditate together. So go ahead and bring your attention back to your breathing in your body. Noticing the felt sense of your breathing. So basically, where do you feel the breath within your body most clearly? For some people, it's in the abdomen, gently rising and falling with each breath. Or maybe you feel it in the chest, expanding and contracting with each breath. Or maybe you feel the breathing moving in and out through the nose, just above the upper lip. And even like to notice the beginning, middle, and end of the breath, the full breath in through the nose, down to the stomach, to the chest, and back out again. So just getting very curious, very attentive here, not thinking about where you feel the breath, but feeling, noticing breath after breath. Breath is really an amazing doorway to the present moment. It's the mind that's getting lost in the past and the future, focusing on our worries or what's coming up. So connecting with our breathing, connecting with our body can help root us into this moment, quieting the mind. So let's continue noticing breath after breath here. Eventually, our attention will wander away. Maybe it's wandering now. It's very, very normal. So the invitation there is simply to observe when your attention has wandered. Once we notice the attention has wandered, can let go of that. Coming back to noticing breath after breath as an anchor to the present moment today. Yourself permission to slow down, to give the mind some space. And beginning again with noticing each inhale, each exhale. You can always begin again. Two breaths are the exact same, so getting very curious, very attentive to your breathing. Noticing if there's any feeling of moving forward with the rest of your day, any itch to move on. Where can you come back, soften the body? If there's any tension or tightness that's creeped back in, can even take a few deeper breaths. Just another minute or so here in some silence, observing your breathing. Studies show that even just 10 to 12 minutes of mindfulness practice are enough to boost creativity. And on top of that, studies also found that people that do explore mindfulness practices before creative processes, they also report feeling more positive and in a relaxed state of mind, enjoying their activities, decreasing their restlessness, nervousness, and irritation levels. So just to notice how you're doing here now that we've taken some time to check in, to soften the body, and to relax the mind into the present moment. As always, for whatever it is you are feeling right now, just holding that too with a lot of kindness for yourself. So inviting in a few more deeper breaths and through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Bringing this practice with you now and sensing your body and your space one last time. And whenever you're ready, you can open the eyes, moving on with the rest of your day. Thank you so much for joining us here at SenStop today. We hope this session has you feeling a little bit more relaxed, more open, and you've gone to have the best day ever. We'd love to hear how you're feeling after your meditation, so give us a rating, comment, and hit the follow button. Feel free to text us questions, feedback, or any future requests for meditation topics. And finally, if you are feeling good, we would so appreciate you sharing this meditation with a friend or family member you think would love ZenStop. And always remember, it's going to be all right.